What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I wanted to take a moment and thank all of you because my podcast coach called me and was like, do you know that you have over 100,000 downloads going on? I did not know that, but I am super, super happy and excited and proud. I love you guys. I love the community that you are and the way you show up for not just me, but for the people that I bring on here, because you know, I go around this amazing planet. I try to find all the best humans that I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. That is something that I take a lot of pride in. And today I am excited. I love this woman. She has the best spirit and soul. Her name is Patty Mayer, and I wanted to introduce her to you. She's the CEO and founder of Biz Magic, and she's on a mission to empower female entrepreneurs. Hello. Yes, that's right. Patty's expertise lies in optimizing tech and operations for online businesses. And she's here to debunk myths, help you find your authentic systems, trust yourself in business, all of this great stuff. You guys know I love talking about all of this because it's what expands us and helps us to grow. So get ready. Okay, we're going to have an amazing candid conversation on business and overcoming and authenticity and empowerment. And Patty aligns perfectly with that mission. So we're going to provide you with some real stuff going on here. Hi, Patty. No sugarcoating. How you doing?
Good. I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me. No sugarcoating. My cat just jumped in the litter box. So there's a lot of noise happening. So I'm sorry about that. Let's just be real.
Yeah, like right now, I'm like trying not to look down because my dog is nudging me. I think he wants to go out. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that right now. Patty, how are you? How have you been? You've been good?
Yeah, I'm good. I actually took a couple weeks off for the holidays and going into New Year's. And it was really amazing. And I was really good with my boundaries and actually took time.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Good. I love that, Patty. Me too. I did the same thing. I took a week or two off of like heavy load, and I just did like all the light stuff that we always push to the side. So it's been really great to start 2024 with a brand new focus and different business strategies. But before we get into all of that, Patty, I do want to know a little bit more about you. I'm sure my audience does too. So who are you, Patty? Who are you?
Well, it's always such a big question, right? So, yeah, like you said, I am the CEO of Biz Magic. I'm a business nerd. I'm a tech nerd. That's who I am. I love playing with websites and email marketing and systems, like all the tech that makes people want to throw their computer out the window is what I love. Like, give me a website and a movie to watch on a Saturday and I'm happy as can be. So I'm that person.
So good.
Yeah. And I'm living in Texas, but I'm from San Francisco, and I have two kitties that I love. And yeah, I love what I do, and I love working with women and supporting women, because I just feel like we've held each other down for so long. And I think it's not. So I'm here to do that. So those are kind of the things that I'm passionate about, and that kind of make me up. And then outside of that, I just love creating things and making things with my hands and, you know.
Oh, good. Yeah. Like jewelry and stuff. Oh, that's so cool.
I can. Yeah.
Yeah. We have to have that, right? I think we have to have something that we have that's a passion of ours, something that we just love doing. I'm a chef by trade, so I love cooking, and I like creating recipes and creating things. I love that kind of stuff.
I love cooking.
It just gets your mind right, I think, you know. Well, for me anyway, when I speak to people who hate cooking, they're like, no.
Right, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about you, Patty. So I know that you love business and you love creating systems and helping women. But is that something you've always done, or is it something you kind of, you know, fell into or went into? Like, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So it is something I kind of fell into. Again, I've always really enjoyed technology. So like back in the 90s, you know, when internet was just really starting, and I'd make like Yahoo websites, like fangirl websites for like a soap opera or just, you know, whatever silliness like that. And then when I was in high school, I found technical theater. So I would run the lights, and I was a stage manager. And so I really fell in love with that. So I've always liked being behind the scenes, right? And so then, yeah, out of high school, I didn't like school. So I didn't go to college right away or anything. And so I did some retail stuff, but ended up working in a theater in San Francisco for about 10 years doing lighting and the technical director. And through that, ended up being in operations management. I had also worked in management and retail. And then I worked with this woman who was a contract recruiter on the side because I worked at a nonprofit arts establishment in San Francisco. So mm-hmm. I needed a second job. And so it was just sort of between the two of those jobs, like this nonprofit work and this entrepreneur on the side. And I just started learning about business. And then I got to, like, I would help her with all the tech stuff. And it just sort of grew to this point where I just really fell in love with business. And then always tech had kind of come around to it. But I thought I wanted to be a psychologist forever. Like, that's what I was going to do. And because I wanted to help people, right? Mm-hmm. That was, I felt like it was my calling. That was the reason I was here, was to help other people. And so I actually left theater and left everything and went to school finally for psychology. And I made it just about through my AA, and I moved to Texas, and like half my credits didn't transfer. And I was just like, I can't do this. It's going to cost me so much money. I'm going to be like in my 50s before I start practicing, and I'm good. And I was like, I love business. Why don't I just do this? I'm good at it. I love it. And so I was like, all right, let's do this. And so I started my business, and just sort of, because I've been drawn to tech for so long, it naturally kind of went into really learning about systems and the tech that help online businesses and that run these businesses. And so it was just this really natural kind of development through and blooming kind of in a way through my life that led me to be doing this stuff. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Like, I love it so much.
There's something to be said about when you love something so much. It probably was in your calling always, right? But you just discovered it through all of the ups and downs, right? Yeah. But I do want to talk to you about systems. And because I know that I speak to a lot of female leaders who want to like create their own coaching business and consulting. That's what I help them with, right? Yeah. And one of the things that I feel is one of the biggest challenges is systems. Systems is a challenge, right? So I help these women kind of navigate what their skill sets, God-given gifts, and all of that is, and then we create their coaching businesses or consulting businesses. We do it like a 90-day launch, blah blah blah. I stay with them for 6 months and I help them do all of this work. But systems is always something that trips us all up, all of us entrepreneurs, because it's one thing to be a leader in a company that has the systems already set up and the financial backing to have those systems set up. And then there's a difference when you become an entrepreneur and you start to realize, holy Toledo, hold on a second. I need lead generation. I need ad spend. I need a marketer. I need, you know, VA. I need all this stuff. And so I want you to talk to us a little bit about that, because I'm sure, Patty, that when you said, I'm going to go into business, it wasn't just like, voila, business. I am sure that's not how it was. Yeah. So talk to me about that for you. Like, what was that getting into business for you, for BizMagic, and like something that was, that truly was hard for you and that you had to overcome?
Yeah. So a big part of the system side of it, I think also, and this is where I see a lot of people get stuck, is that there's so many choices and there's so many voices telling you to do things a certain way, right? If you use this platform and you use this formula, you're going to be successful. Yeah. And it's bull crap, right? So it's not true. And what it ends up doing is it holds people back from doing what they love to do and what they've started to go into this business to do, because they think, well, I don't know how to use that platform, or that doesn't, or I have ADHD and that doesn't make sense to me the way that that platform works. And so they stop themselves from doing that altogether. And so a big thing for me as I was starting to get into this was, at the time, so when I first moved here, I was living with my mom. And to kind of get on my feet, because I was leaving a relationship that wasn't very healthy for me, and have been dealing with really bad anxiety and all of these things. And so I was living with my mom, and she ended up needing a lot of help, it turned out. So I was kind of helping her and myself and all these things. And so I was doing this all from this little tiny room. How I was starting Biz Magic, where I was like hitting my knee on a dresser when I was getting dressed in the morning. Like, it was such
how this, we start. Yeah. Right?
You know, it was just this space that I was in. And so I had to figure out how to use these platforms without really having the money to pay for them. Because I was just starting fresh and I, you know, was starting this business. And so that's one of the things too, is that people feel like it's so hard to understand what's right to use when you can't get in and use it. And so for me, a lot of that was patience. And it was saying, okay, what other resources are out there to assess potential platforms, potential systems, right? There's trials, there are YouTube videos, there are help desks who will give you all of the information. All of that stuff exists that I think we feel overwhelmed with. And so we don't start to look at, and we don't think about just messaging a help desk and saying, hey, do you guys offer this? They want you to pay for their tool. So they're going to give you as much information as possible. So instead of spending 2 hours trying to figure something out, just message their chat and ask them, and you'll get that help. So it was a lot of learning curve for me. And as I was starting with these business owners who I felt very intimidated by, because I was working with this one woman who was local. It was amazing. But she had multiple businesses with her husband and her family. So she was like a bit major networker, and I had anxiety and was an introvert and had to like help her with these things and just felt like hiding all the time. And so there was just a lot of me having to hold my own space to try to like step out of my shell and say, okay, I can figure this out. I can do this, right? Like, I can create these tools for myself to be able to show up and at least fake it until I make it, right? And that's kind of what I did. Was I just was like, I don't know how to do that, but sure, I'll figure it out. I'll make it up. I'll read all the things. And so I'm fully self-taught in all of this. I didn't go to school for business. I didn't, you know, I have an AA in psychology, which helps a lot when working with solopreneurs, let me tell you. you know,
it does. It's mindset stuff, because a lot of it is your mindset.
Oh my gosh. So much. The number of women that have cried on calls with me, I can't even tell you, because we're so frustrated and we're comparing ourselves to everybody else. And seeing all these other people who we just see the end result, where they're saying, oh, I've just made all this money. And it's like, well, you don't know what the profit actually is. And you don't know what it took to get there and what they had to go through. It's just such this whole other world. So, for me, it was just a lot of step by step and faking it till I made it. And I'm still faking it.
I think everybody is, right? Because I think when you don't know something, you don't know what you don't know. Right. And so when you're in business or starting your business and things like that, like when I started I had a cooking business. I still have it, but it just does videos at this point. It's a kids cooking business. It was called The Kitty Kitchen. And I started it while homeless. So I started it literally in my cousin's basement, like just putting my kits together while I was going to do these parties. Cause I was homeless. I had, you know, we lost everything. We lost our house, our cars and the whole thing. And, I was faking it till I made it too. I was faking it till I made it too, because people didn't know I was homeless. You would never know. You would never know unless I told you. But I had to show up. I had to show up. And that's what I think, at least in my mind, is what I mean when I say faking it till I make it, is that you're not going to know. You're not going to see me sweat. I'm going to show up because I can show up.
Right.
And I understand the women crying on the other side of the phone, Patty, because I get women like that too. It's very, But I also see their magic. I know you have biz magic. I see their magic too. I see what they can come up with, what they can bring to the table. But when we're in our own head, depression, anxiety, frustration, you know, feeling stuck, all that kind of stuff, we cannot see past that moment, right? And so I'm glad that, you know, in a way, you're admittingly telling us, listen, I'm self-taught. I love that too, because that's a lot of heartache, pain, grit, crying yourself, I'm sure.
I was going to say, I cried on the other line of people too. So I've been that on the other side.
trying to figure it out because it is freaking hard. Patty,
so hard.
I always say it's like going to the damn supermarket and trying to find that one toothpaste and there's 50,000 brands. Yes. And you're like, should I even brush my teeth anymore? Like, I don't even know, about, you know, because you're frustrated. So talk to me about systems, right? Let's get into that because that's what Biz Magic is about.
Yeah.
Somebody's listening to the call right now saying, I know my shit. I know how to be a coach or a consultant. I know what I'm doing as a business owner. I mean, I know what I'm doing as what I'm bringing to the world, right? But I don't know shit about systems, right, Patty? So they're going to call you. I'm going to cry with you a little bit. And so now I want you to tell me, what is the systems? What is Biz Magic? What are you helping them with?
Yeah. So a lot of what I help people with is, and you kind of mentioned this, is that myth busting idea of, again, you need XYZ in order to hit this point. Or if this doesn't work for you, then you can't do it at all. So one of the things that's really important that I want to stress to pretty much all business owners is that we each are different. We process information differently. Mm-hmm. We have a different lived experience. We appreciate different things. We need different things in our business. Not all of our businesses look the same. So why would you use the same systems that I'm going to use in my business? They're not. But just because we're a small business, we're supposed to use the same systems. So the very first thing that I do when I work with people, if they're starting from scratch or, you know, like I do tech stack trainings to teach people how they put together their tech stack, which is the systems and tools that they use. They come together to make their business work. That's what you're
great. Talking. Yeah. Because I don't want to interrupt you, but that's really, Patty, I love that you do that with people, because one of the things that I was challenged with, especially in the beginning, was having so many tools.
Yeah.
I was underutilizing them. You know what I mean? Because it was just, I have this one for mail, this one for this, and this one for lead generation, this one for funnel making, this one for carts, this one for, I mean, there's a lot to do.
And they don't all talk to each other. They don't all work together. And so when you don't know how to use them and you don't know what you need and what your specific business needs, then you're using tools that you're paying a lot of money for, or even if you're not paying money and you're using a free tool. So one of the tools that I'm a big, so MailChimp, a lot of people use MailChimp. I can't stand MailChimp. Sorry, MailChimp. Because they don't grow with your business. They don't allow you to grow very well. And it can be good to start out with, but there's other free options. So it's sitting down and sort of talking through, okay, what are your goals in your business? What are you doing right now in your business, right? So then we look at, what are the tools you're using? What are you actually using? What are you avoiding using? What did you get because somebody said that you should have it on a podcast one day? You're like, well, so-and-so uses it and they make all this money, so I should use that. Right? But are you using it? So we really sort of look at everything they're using and whether or not they use it. Right?
That's like an audit, a big audit.
It's an audit. Correct. Absolutely correct. I do a systems audit. And so then at that point, I have a bunch of questions that I ask, but a lot are, one of the basic things is you start by tracking your time. You spend a week and you track your time and you see what you're doing each week. And what is successful and what's not? What are the tasks that you're avoiding, right? We all have things that we avoid because, my God, I don't want to do it anymore. I can't stand it. I dread it, right? There's probably a tool for that, right? What are the things you're doing, even though you have a tool for, because the tool doesn't work for you? So it's starting to pay really close attention to your patterns, what you need, what you actually do, and then looking at what tools you're using. And are they helping you? Are there things that those tools can do that you're still doing?
Yeah, then
it's a question of, can you add it to that system and automate it? Or is that system just not right for you? It's not intuitive for you. It might be intuitive for me, but it's not for you. So how can we switch that over? And then the other thing is, do they talk to each other, right? Are you having to input a name in four different platforms, or are you using something that just automatically makes it so that all the information goes across? You know, if somebody signs up for a consultation call with me, I don't have to do anything. And they end up in my CRM, in my email marketing, in my, like, you know, I have automation set up. So those are the kind of things I do, is teach people how to do that and teach them, because we should all know how to do it, whether or not we want to do it.
Agreed.
But we all need to be able to be empowered to figure this out, you know, on our
own. Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. So it sounds to me like, so this is what I like about what you're saying. So when I hop onto calls, because I do a lot of calls, right? So when I'm hopping onto calls with other businesses that are trying to get me to use their product, right? Mm-hmm. It's, for instance, I'll use an example. Like I just spoke to someone a couple of days ago, and they were trying to get me to work with their CRM system, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. But when I saw the system, which was nice, it was a good system. It was robust. It had what it needed, but I already use a CRM system that kind of has everything already automated for me. Yeah. And there was about $200 more a month than I'm already paying. Right. So when I work with somebody like you, Patty, what I'm hearing you say, and please let me know if I'm right, is that you're going to help the entrepreneur use the systems that work for them, not necessarily that you're saying use only my system.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
That's good.
Yeah. I learned. So like the majority of our clients, cause we also have clients that we do like VA work and management, stuff like that. So we also support people in their business. So we have clients that use 5 or 6 different platforms for email marketing. And we know how to use all of them because they work for each person. Either financially or systematically or, you know, logically in their mind. Yes, absolutely. That's the biggest problem, is that people believe that, well, these are the things I know, so this is what I'm going to refer to you and tell you you should use. But it's not real. And there is no right or wrong. And there's no, this is the best tool for you. You know, I can suggest some things. But oftentimes I'll go and do some research and see if I can find something that, and there's new stuff coming out all the time. Right.
Oh my God. So, big time. Yeah.
Like I may have 4 or 5 things that I go to, but 2 or 3 may have just come out and they might be changing the game. Sort of staying up to date on that stuff. And so you don't have to, that's what we do, is we learn those things and we go and check out every once in a while what's new and what's happening and stay up to date.
Wow, that's great. So really what it sounds to me like, you're a business strategist and partner to your client. You know what, Patty, that I don't find too much of that, which is really cool. So we do find people that'll tell you how to use their systems and how to work on their systems and do their ABC strategy and all that. And it works for people. That's fine. I never knock anybody's business. I think that's great. But what one thing I have seen missing in the market is what you're saying, is what you're doing right now is setting up that person's business with what they need and what they work with. And not what you are necessarily saying. Yeah, here's BizMagic's system, and that's all you need to be using. You're helping them strategize, and that's really great, Patty. That's awesome. Yeah. So, on top of being a business strategist with your clients, you also mentioned VA and something else. So, is there other things that you guys do as well?
Yeah. So a lot of times we'll also set up these platforms. So if somebody decides they want to use something, we'll set it up for them. So we often will set up full email marketing systems, or we'll move them from MailChimp to ActiveCampaign or ConvertKit, you know, where I move them from one place to another. I just set up before the holidays a full CRM for somebody and move them from one to another, after helping them search for the best one to move them to. So things like that. And then, we have retainers. So on a regular basis, I have a whole team. I started by myself. And it just sort of grew. And there's 15 of us now on my team, which is pretty incredible.
That's awesome.
And all women, and we all work together, and we're all partners in the work that we do in supporting the women. And so, yeah, we have basically we have clients who will work for us, and they get assigned like a client manager or a project manager, and that becomes their partner. Okay. And then I'm always kind of hanging out above, checking things out and seeing how I can step in and help. But yeah, we help them with, you know, sending their emails or some admin support or pretty much anything that they need in their business. And then they also have regular tech support and anything else that they need. And I do, I love doing website design stuff. So we do pretty much anything because I love it all so much.
Right.
And I didn't realize until later that I also have ADHD, which is why I do all the things, because I was bored all the time and I started learning all these different things. And so I like hopping around, and instead of that being a bad thing, it became something that was a big part of my business. And so as it grew, I made sure I had people who could do all the things that I've learned how to do.
That's so good. That's so good. Yeah. I have a smaller team. I have an executive VA, and then I have my editing team and stuff like that. But, you know, business strategy is something that I love doing with people. I don't do it at your length because I am not doing all that. But this is why we need you. This is why we need you, Patty. It's why we need you.
Right. Yeah. And I don't do like, where's your business going to be 5 years from now? I don't do that kind of strategizing. Right. So we all, there's needs for all of us. There's needs for all of us
for sure. Yeah. And you know, that's great too, because I think, even after this call, I'd like to stay connected with you, Patty, because I do have a lot of women that come through my coaching program, and for them to be able to then, take all of the stuff we've taken out of their brain onto creating, the systems need to come into place. Right. So, that'll be a powerful, I think, a partnership between you and I to help these women. Right. Because the truth is I'm telling you, all of you who are listening, you can be very successful if your systems are in place. Very successful if your systems are in place.
It's a lot of times
it's a game changer, because what happens is we get so caught up in trying to figure out the systems that we think there's something wrong with us and wrong with what we're doing and wrong with our messaging and wrong. And maybe, yeah, messaging needs to be tweaked, but a lot of times it is just your systems. You are having people bleed through your system that you're not even realizing are not there. I know for me, that has always been like a thing, because I'm like, oh, wait, I didn't even realize those people were on my website. I didn't even realize these people were going through my CRM. I didn't even realize, you know what I mean? And I'm still trying to catch the holes because I know there's a lot of them. And so I, and you know, talking to you actually made a lot of bells go off, because I'm like, you know, I got to do a systems audit again, because I haven't done it in a while. And I'm sure that I have a lot of free and paid things that I have everywhere. And I have to get that together.
Yeah. So. And not only that, but I think what happens is that there are people don't even realize that they need systems. So it's not even using the wrong systems, but it's not using them at all. And we get caught up in the day to day. I mean, there are still people, right, who are scheduling people just via email, and they go back and forth, and that's how they schedule people. Well, if you just got and just one system, which is a scheduler, the amount of time it would save you to just send somebody a link to sign up and get themselves on your calendar is enormous. And that's time that you can spend doing income producing activities, taking an extra client and making that extra money. And so I think it's that idea that we don't, like you said earlier, we don't know what we don't know. So you don't even know what systems are out there that could be fixing something or automating something or improving client experience, right? Like you're in and you're struggling or drowning, but there's stuff that can help you, and it doesn't have to cost a ton of money either. Like having systems, there are a lot of inexpensive, there are a lot of free ones, and you can start there. There's nothing wrong with that, and there's nothing wrong with changing systems later. You know, it's good to have something that will grow with you, but if where you're at right now is to get the cheapest and the freest thing, hey, do it, because that's what's going to get you to a point where you can afford something.
Yeah,
you know, just agreed. All the shame around it just is icky and needs to go away, and just meet yourself where you're at and be okay with that. you know?
Oh man, that is so huge, Patty. I always teach on shame because shame stops us from so many things in our life and we don't even realize it, right? Mm. So we're thinking, oh, you know, forget it. I'm not good at this. I'm going to try something else. Forget it. I'm not good at that. And you don't realize, no, we're going to deal with that shame. We're going to deal with that, you know, that anxiety or that worry you have behind that, because I bet you it's just because your client doesn't know what the next steps are. Maybe you don't know what the next steps are, because when you go to school, let's say for your certification in life coaching or whatever, or you're an expert in your field and then you want to now build your business, but you just didn't even know that all of these systems had to be put in place. Why this is you? Not your fault. Right. This is not your fault. Exactly. Yeah. So just understand, okay, I didn't know that. Maybe Patty can help me with my systems. Hold on a second. Let me get in contact with Patty. Like, you know, I want all of the stigma to go away, of the shame of not knowing. You don't know what you don't know, but this is why you have to deal with people that do know. Go ahead.
Right. And here's the thing is that we have this feeling like because we start a business, we should know how to do things.
Yeah.
But like, I can't become a therapist tomorrow. Why should you all of a sudden be able to design a website overnight? It's so crazy that it's like, there's this idea that, well, you should be a pro at running a business just because you want to. Yeah. But you're a life coach. You're not an email marketer, you know? Right. So it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to get help. You don't need to know everything and you don't want to know everything. I don't want to know. I won't do my own social media stuff because I hate it.
Right. Make me, and that's the thing, like, you know, I know that people who are listening are probably thinking, okay, let me breathe, because I speak to a lot of like CEOs and like real directors, like a lot of these amazing leaders who get upset because they think they're not good enough, because when they leave that role where they've been a CEO or a leader or director, whatever, and now they want to build their coaching business, let's just use it as an example, their coaching business, then they go, oh, snap. Oh, wait, maybe I'm not that smart. No, that's not it. What you are very smart. Let's take that wisdom, that knowledge, that gift, that everything, and we'll teach you how to build it into your own program, your own business, your own whatever. You weren't running that business like your business. You were maybe, you know, but the CEO, but the systems were already in place or things were already done for you. You have a team of 100 people.
Yeah, I was going to say you have employees that do that stuff.
Right. And now you're alone and you're just like, oh shit, I have to post. But you know what? There's ways around that, right, Patty? So I think we've spoken these people's ears to death now. They probably are like, okay, all right, I want Patty. Got it. All right. So Patty, before I let you go and we wrap up, I do want people to know how to get in contact with you though, because I believe that there's a lot of people's ears perking right now, because I know they are struggling with systems and they think they're struggling with themselves. They think they're struggling with their talents. They think they're struggling with all the imposter syndrome, but I know it's because their systems are not put in place. So Patty, how do people reach you, work with you, get to know what you're doing? How do they do that?
Yeah. Absolutely. So my website is a great place for that. So it's bizmagic.co. And then I hang out on Instagram a lot and my assistant hangs out on Instagram for me a lot, and that's okay. And so she creates a lot of great content for my email and so, or for my website and what I do. And that's at bizmagicco on Instagram. So there's a lot there of free information you can follow. I do blogs, all of that. And I think the most important thing to remember is that you can hire help at 5 hours a month. Like, you don't have to pay somebody's full salary to get help, you guys. That's so good.
Thank you for mentioning that. That's very, very true. And I think that intimidates a lot of people. Like, I don't even know how much I can give them and how much work I can give them. And, you know, a lot of people starting their businesses have already paid a lot of money into creating the LLCs and getting all of their, you know, their certifications and whatever have you. So it's good to know that you can do like a bucket, like a small bucket a month, and start there and then grow from there, but at least have somebody come on and strategize with you, because even if it's just a few hours, it is super helpful. I know for me, my executive, I don't know how I live without her.
Right.
So, you know, I think we have to just understand that we are not going to know everything, and that's okay. And it's good to have people who have already been there, done that, to help you out. So Patty, thank you for being that person to come up, to show up for these women, to strategize with them, to help these entrepreneurs and these leaders, because they need it. Because they need it. I need it. We need it. We all need it.
So, I need it too. Yeah, we all need it.
We all need it. So thank you, Patty, for being here and hanging out with me. I really appreciate all the knowledge you left. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you thank so you. Much. It's been so fun.
Yeah, so fun. Guys, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Really think about what I'm talking about, because I know a lot of you are fighting this, you know, new year, new you, haven't reached what I wanted to yet, that kind of thing, because you're high achievers, right? And a lot of high achievers always beat themselves up. I want you to pause on that for a second and just think about, okay, this is where I'm at for real. Like, just be authentic with yourself. This is where I'm at. But I also know that I can do better. I can learn more and I can be better. And that's okay. And you'll reach out to somebody like Patty to help you kind of strategize. Maybe you do have what Patty said, like all of these systems that are not even talking to themselves. So you're putting that one person's name in five different systems. And I get it, because we've all done it, right? But I want you to be better. And I want 2024 to be different than any other year. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. Thanks, Patty, for being here, because she was awesome. I love that you guys like to follow the guests that are on here. So go ahead and follow Patty. Get onto bizmagic.co and go on there and discover what it is. And like she said, try the 5 hours. Try the 5 hours for a couple of months. See how that goes for you. And then grow from there, okay? Stop being intimidated. It's not that hard. All right, guys. I love you so much. This is Nina Perez. Straight talk, no sugar added. Until next time.